How we remember and memorialize events, it's an issue also in South Asia. This week marks the 70th anniversary of the partition of India. When the country won its independence from Britain in 1947, it split in two, mostly Hindu India in the middle and the newly created and mostly Muslim Pakistan to the east and west. The partition set in motion a mass migration, with millions of Hindus, Sikhs, and Muslims displaced overnight. It also sparked horrific violence. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed. The event has been described as a mutual genocide, but there was never a museum to commemorate it until now. Here's reporter Sandeep Roy.
When Gunita Singh Bhalla was a child in India, her grandmother told her horror stories about what happened to her childhood friends during partition.
Everybody used to sleep on the rooftops in those days, and how when the floods came that year, the water was red because of all of the bloodshed that happened in the streets.
Yet when Bhalla came to America and went to high school, she learned about Hiroshima and the Holocaust, but not the partition of India.
Partition was not even a sentence. And when I mentioned it to my teacher in high school, I remember her saying that, you know, maybe it was an exaggeration. It was not as big of a thing because it's not in our textbooks.
Bhalla is now the executive director of the 1947 Partition Archive, born in a tech incubator hub in Berkeley. It has been training volunteers to take oral histories of partition before the survivors and their stories disappear. Like this from Ajit Kaur. She and her parents went to a town near Delhi for a few weeks in the summer of 1947. Her grandparents stayed behind in Lahore, which became a part of Pakistan, and the family was separated by a new border. She remembers her father hearing about the carnage on the radio.
We got up hearing my father sobbing, and we saw our father's beard had gone half grey. He couldn't bear the shock.
Some 4,000 stories later, the archive is available to the public through universities in the United States and South Asia, a sort of digital museum. And now, on the 70th anniversary of partition, a brick-and-mortar museum is finally opening at the Old Town Hall in Amritsar in Punjab. Lady Kishwar Desai is the chair of the Arts and Cultural Heritage Trust, which is overseeing the project. Here she's speaking to India's Rajya Sabha TV.
The idea behind this museum is that the fact that most of the partition survivors are now in their 80s and 90s, it's been 70 years since the partition of India, and we haven't done anything to commemorate them or remember them in any way.
There are many reasons why that never happened. There's still so much trauma, splintered families, lost homes. Desai says after partition, her parents' generation was just preoccupied with survival. Her father, a student in Lahore, could never finish his PhD because he lost his papers in the displacement to India. And of course, the ongoing political tensions and outright wars between India and Pakistan made it harder, says Bhalla.
Because a lot of the memory has been shaped by politics, and I think it would be really challenging, especially given the Indo-Pak relations and how they're viewed publicly.
Both of these remembrance projects try to steer away from the minefield of South Asia politics. They focus on the human story of all the people who were caught in the fault lines. The museum has been collecting things that people carried with them. Things like a box in which a little girl brought her dolls, property deeds for land that could never be claimed, sketches drawn with dirt and mud in a refugee camp. Desai tells me over a scratchy phone line that some women sent in wedding saris.
You know, when they left, that was the one thing they brought with them. So it's very touching.
The museum also recounts stories of hope and heroism. India's former chief election commissioner, Naveen Chawla, tells the museum that his mother, a doctor, tried to save the children of her Muslim patients who chose to stay on in their homes in Delhi but wanted their children out of harm's way.
They would give their little children to my mother, who'd bring them in her car, hide them under our beds, and send them to the safety of Hyderabad and other places.
The museum is open to all these stories, says Desai. It does not matter whether they're from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, or the diaspora. Chawla says he just wishes this museum had happened sooner.
I wish its time had come two or three decades ago, but doesn't matter. It's come now.
The Partition Museum officially opens its doors on August 17th. For the world, I'm Sandeep Roy.